Kia ora, this is your Wātea Morning News. Labour is heading into the final 2 weeks of the election campaign with its leader sidelined by COVID-19. Chris Hipkins tested positive yesterday after feeling cold and flu symptoms. He will isolate for 5 days or until he returns a negative test, but will continue with engagements he can undertake via Zoom. The blow meant the party's manifesto released at Rānui yesterday was handled by Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone. It includes a math and literacy training fund for teachers and an extra $43 million to give young people who have dropped out or been expelled from school pathways back into education and training. Labour would also fund 2 million hours of catch-up learning in maths and literacy for 7 to 13-year-olds, provide 20 hours of early childhood education free for 2-year-olds from next year, and continue the free lunches programs. National released its 100-day action plan, including restoring 90-day employment trial periods for all businesses, repeal Labour's affordable water legislation, banning gang patches, making gang membership an aggravating factor at sentencing, stopping taxpayer funding for Section 27 cultural reports, banning cell phones in schools, and introduce legislation to scrap the Māori Health Authority. Watercare will start laying a bypass for the failed sewer line which is pouring raw sewage into the Waitemata Harbour. The overflows prompted Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei to declare a rāhui on swimming, fishing or paddling on the harbour. Watercare says it has been working 24/7 to clear debris from the pipe, which has created a 13-metre sinkhole under a property in Parnell. The bypass will transfer wastewater between the two manholes onto either side of the blockage, which will significantly reduce the overflows and enable repairs to the pipe. Tāmaki Makaurau MP Penny Henare says it highlights the need for Labour's affordable water infrastructure reforms, which are at risk of being sidelined by the debate over co-governance.
People have made mischief here and misinformation about the way that this infrastructure is funded. We're seeing it play out now in Tāmaki Makaurau, in Te Whanganui Ātara, all of our big cities. The infrastructure is failing.
Penny Henare. The Breast Cancer Foundation wants screening for breast cancer in Māori and Pasifika women to start earlier. All women are eligible for free mammograms once they turn 45, but Chief Executive Arlene Rayner says this should be 40 for Māori and Pasifika. She says all parties are open to extending free screening past 69, but only the Greens, Māori Party and TOP have included earlier screening in their manifestos for the most high-risk groups.
When you look at specifically Māori and Pasifika women, they're more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer at younger ages with more aggressive tumours. And so we would like them to start screening from the age of 40. And this is the same as the bowel screening approach, where it's a risk-based approach.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!